it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Shannon.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was a riddle from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I asked, how old was Reverend Spooner when he found happiness? And of course, Reverend Spooner was famous for interchanging sounds with wacky results. Reverend Spooner was 59 when he found happiness, because if you interchange the F and the N, you get nifty and fine.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we received more than 140 correct responses, and our winner is Harriet Bixler from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Harriet, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me, how did you figure this one out?
Well, my husband and I do the puzzle every week together. Well, not exactly together. We both listen and we both work on the puzzle. And if he gets it, our agreement is that I will submit it and I will go on the radio. And this was one of those that he got. As he's thinking about it, he finally latched onto the idea of Reverend Spooner, and the whole idea of Spoonerisms occurred to him. Then he also started thinking about ages and started going through the numbers and came up with it.
Well, I'm glad you're here playing for yourself and your husband. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired from full-time employment, but I am still doing a lot of volunteer writing and editorial projects that keep me pretty busy. I knit, I read, I'm part of a couple book clubs. I have six grandchildren.
Keeps you busy, I imagine.
Yes.
All right, Harriet, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Harriet, every answer today is a two-word rhyming phrase that starts with the name of a U.S. city. For example, if I said alternatives to paper clips in Florida, you would say Naples staples. Here's number one, a strip of breakfast meat in Georgia.
Bacon, Macon.
Uh-huh. Switch it around. Macon, bacon is right. Number two is home for a king or queen in Texas.
Dallas Palace.
You got it. The overhead part of a room in West Virginia.
Wheeling ceiling.
Uh-huh. Doing the rumba or waltz in Michigan.
Lansing dancing.
Uh-huh. A lucky one has four leaves in Delaware.
Dover clover.
That's it. A herding dog in North Carolina.
Oh, my.
And specifically, the capital of North Carolina.
Oh, yes. Raleigh-Collie.
That's it. A marriage ceremony in Pennsylvania.
Reading wedding.
Uh-huh. Goods carried on a ship in North Dakota.
Fargo cargo.
That's right. Side of a road in Colorado.
Boulder shoulder.
You, that was fast. Coverings for holes in clothing in Mississippi.
Covers for patches.
Yeah, yeah. And what's that city?
Natchez.
Natchez patches. You got it. How about a metric unit in Hawaii?
A metric
unit of weight in Hawaii.
Weight. Oh, dear.
You might measure drugs in this.
Gram. A gram?
More than a gram.
Kilogram.
Uh-huh. What's that? Short for kilogram.
Kilo. Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Hilo, kilo.
You got it. And here's your last one. A place where planes land in Connecticut.
Airport.
Air is right. And what else besides an airport? You would call it an air.
Air. Oh, my goodness, I'm completely blanking here. I can't even think of town. Hartford.
Uh-huh. And do you know a Connecticut city starting with F?
F.
And it starts with fair.
Fair. I'm embarrassed. I cannot think of a city in Connecticut with fair. Fairfield, fair.
Oh, there, you got it. You got it. Say it.
Oh, okay. Fairfield Airfield.
You got it.
That was amazing, Harriet. How do you feel?
Well, after that last, I was feeling pretty good at the beginning, and then it just kind of disintegrated.
Oh, you did great.
You nailed the rest. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Harriet, what member station do you listen to?
My husband and I are longtime members of WITF in Harrisburg.
Well, thank you so much for playing the puzzle, Harriet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, what do we got lined up for next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who is a frequent contributor here. Name a well-known fictional character in two words. Remove two letters from the first word in the name, and the result is the plural form of the second word. What character is this? So again, a well-known fictional character, two words, remove two letters from the first word in the name, and the result is the plural form of the second word. What fictional character is this?
All right, listeners, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we will give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Shannon.